You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is Tuesday, June 27th, just past 10:40, which means it's time for Valley Talk. And today I've got a very special guest. It is Dave Keen, the Crookston High School superintendent. Or interim.
Interim superintendent.
Yeah, superintendent. Yeah, how are you doing today,
Dave? Doing well. Kind of in the final days of the interim here.
So, yeah, of course. Well, so we brought you on here mainly to talk about kind of what happened in the previous board meeting. So you want to go ahead and elaborate
on that? Yeah, so we had our June regular school board meeting last night, and there's, as usual, we started our presentation. We introduced some of our new staff members, so we have a new middle school principal, Sierra Hengsleben, a new behavior intervention, Amy Luco, and a new food service director named Emily Shoresky. And then we hired Kelsey Grunwald, took over in our district office as our payroll specialist. So we had kind of four people that were hired probably in the last month or so that are kind of new faces to the district, and just wanted to put them in front of the board a little bit so they knew who our board members were, and our board members could, a couple of those kind of work behind the scenes in the district office or in the food service, so they don't always aren't maybe recognized as much. So we wanted to make sure our board members saw some of the new faces that are coming into the district. And then kind of the agenda had the consent agenda of some, you know, we had some resignations and we've had some hires, mm-hmm. and just some employment changes within the district. And then the main agenda, kind of just some standard annual things. We approved some memberships to a couple of associations that the school district belongs to that helps guide and provide resources to the district. One of the main items on the agenda was to approve the preliminary fiscal year 24 budget, so our next year school budget was approved. And again, that budget is always a work in progress. We are required by state to have a budget in place as a new school year starts, so the board did approve a preliminary budget. And again, with all the changes that happened this spring with our state legislature and some of the new funding and some of the mandates that kind of went along with the new funding that are kind of technically summer expenditures, we're still trying to kind of grapple with all the changes coming from the legislature. So again, the budget is approved, but yet it'll be a work in progress and can be changed really at any board meeting to kind of update based on circumstances.
And is this kind of the first year, I think I had heard some reporting on it, like no more COVID funding now that
COVID funding is really next September. So there's really, there's another year of, if you've got COVID dollars left, they need to be spent. I think the last funding that you got maybe a couple of years ago, you had to expend it by the end of September 2024. So again, we're using some of our COVID dollars for, you know, our preschool addition and middle school remodels. So some of those dollars that need to be spent by the end of this summer will be spent with those projects. Both those projects have started and kind of well on their way. They've got kind of a little bit of the groundwork and the foundation set for the preschool addition. And if you came up to the 612 site, you'd see all the framing, all the walls and all the demoing, but all the new walls are up in terms of the framing for kind of the middle school classrooms, the new classrooms that were going to be are part of that addition. And then the district office is moving to a new location, and that has been kind of framed and sheetrocked. And so, yeah, a lot of things happening at both Highland and the 612 site with these construction projects that started in early June, and we're at the end of June, but they get a lot of work done. They're doing a lot of, like I said, a lot of work at both sites, but again, more work will happen at Highland as the year progresses, but the middle school work will be done by, you know, we're hoping the middle of August in time for the school year to start.
Yeah, that'll be good. So a lot of things coming up. What else was discussed at the board meeting?
Yeah, I'm just thinking here, we approved our annual literacy plan. Denise Oliver, our principal at Washington School, is the one that kind of spearheads that effort, but there's really a focus, as always, with literacy and student achievement and just kids reading by grade level. So there's a lot of focus and a lot of things happening that districts are being, you know, held accountable for their literacy plans, but also what are you doing to kind of help students move forward on that, pushing that needle in a positive direction on reading, you know, reading at their grade level. So all that fits into our literacy plan that gets approved on an annual basis. And that was another item where we approved the annual milk and bread bids that come in. Trying to think what else was on there. I think those were the items. So really the only kind of major item on there was approving the budget. The rest of the items were really standard annual, either renewals of memberships or annual kind of approving something that is required by the state of Minnesota.
So nothing juicy this time around.
No, nothing of anything of, yeah. So it was just
except for those construction projects.
Shorter board meeting, but yeah. Just things that go on in the summer that gets you ready kind of for
sure.
Kind of ending up this school year, but also kind of some things getting ready for the next school year in terms of budget and getting people in place, hiring. So staffing-wise, we're still looking for a couple positions. We're still looking for an elementary teacher to hire and a music teacher up at the high school. So we still have a little bit of, and a science teacher. So we've got three or four positions that are key positions that we need to try to find people. And again, just the world we live in right now, finding workers for any organization, whether you're a educational or you are a service oriented business, it's tough to find people to, you know, fill all the jobs that are available. So again, we're challenged with trying to find some new teachers to fill those positions that I mentioned.
Yeah, you mentioning the vacancy of the science teacher made me sad, because obviously you're referring to Wes Hansen.
Yeah,
and his resignation.
Yeah, I said, without getting into names, but you mentioned the name. Yeah, it's like I said, when you see younger teachers that are really quality individuals and quality teachers, we understand, you know, he's got a family of business of farming, and that we appreciate that he was there for the years that he was. Maybe he'll come back, or maybe we'll see him back in the Crookston Public School District in some capacity. But yeah, it's hard, like I said, to see people retire. That's kind of the normal way they move out of maybe the educational career. But when you see kind of younger, really good teachers that have done a lot with the district and kids like them, and they're great in the classroom, to see them kind of maybe venturing a different direction, it's sad, but we also understand, but we also have to kind of figure out how to replace them too.
Yeah, who knows, maybe the next science teacher will be just as qualified, and
we hope
excited to have them in the school district for sure. But onto a more positive note, I guess I was kind of talking to you a little bit before we got on here, kind of about, do you have an update on that football referendum in the stadium?
Well, our outdoor multi-use complex, we had a special board meeting back in, you know, probably about 3 weeks ago, and we did approve, you know, we had gone out and got bids on the artificial turf, the bleachers, the press box, and the track. And I think we had communicated that back even in March and April, that we went through the state bidding process and we locked in on prices, you know, and we thought prices that really were favorable towards our budget. And so those we officially approved those at the that earlier June special board meeting. But we'd kind of went out for bids for kind of the general construction, they call it, the paving, the fencing, the dirt work, the concrete work, and kind of went out through a general construction bid. And those bids came in a little higher than what we had hoped for. And I think we maybe just didn't have the, you know, talking to our architect today a little bit, because I figured this, you know, just that idea that we figured we'd get more bids in, especially on like the dirt work. And we ended up with one bid that was, you know, fairly high for what we had budgeted for. So we are going to go out and rebid kind of all those bids that were part of that general construction bid in September, and kind of hoping that we get on the docket of some of these construction companies, their schedule for next year. I think by us going out in May for bids to try to do work this summer, just people had work already planned, and we weren't the only school district or organization in the area, and probably in the state and in the United States, that maybe tried to do something this summer that just the bids came in because they had already kind of, most of those companies had already had enough work, and hopefully we get out a little earlier with next year. And we're still looking for the project to be done the fall of 2024. So that was our plan originally when we passed the referendum in February, was we weren't planning to play any soccer or football games on that field until the fall of 2024, which is still going to be the kind of the date that we're looking at. You may see some bleachers and press box out there this fall. That should happen in November, December, and the other work will probably happen early next spring into the summer. And again, they think they can get this project done in 4 months, and that will get us ready for the fall of 2024.
Yeah, personally, I'm really excited to see how that looks like. You know, it's something I wish that I had when I was in high school, but I'm glad it's being put in.
Yeah, I think as we tried to sell it with the referendum, it was a need for the district, and we felt it was a need and a benefit for the entire community and for our youth and even for our adults to enjoy. And people enjoy those types of facilities in different ways. Some people get the opportunity to play on it. Others get the opportunity to go and watch, whether that's their kids or their grandkids. But again, I think it's going to be a very nice addition for the school district and the community once it's done. And it'll be something people can be proud of, and it'll be, I think, a hallmark of something that other communities maybe don't have. And I think for the school district to have that on their property, there's going to be definitely some benefits that go along with that, and to use it for other things beyond kind of the athletics activities. I think you'll see FIED classes, and you'll see other classes out there using kind of that complex for different educational purposes. So
yeah, for sure. That's going to be really, really cool. So you kind of mentioned at the top of this interview that the interim part was going away. You want to mention what's
actually, I think I've got one more meeting tomorrow, and then kind of I'm probably available by phone to sign off on anything before June 30th hits, but was hired to come here for a year, and my year is up. And, I said it at the board meeting last night, but very thankful to, in this case, the board meeting was more about the board and the staff. But again, I want to thank the community. It's been great to come back for a year and to kind of rekindle some friendships and relationships, and a lot of great people that make the Crookston community and Crookston School District the place that it is. And, I spent 21 years of my educational career here, when I started in 1986 and kind of wandered off in 2006, but it was a great place for my family to raise a family. All three of my children graduated from Crookston High School. And again, in my heart, I've got a lot of, good memories and a lot of loyalty to see, that this district does well and continues to do well. So it's been a pleasure and, again, kind of fun to be back here for a year and ready to turn it over to Randy Berquist, the incoming new superintendent. And he's excited to kind of hit the ground running. He comes with, some years of experience. He's not a rookie to the superintendent business. So I think he'll provide the necessary leadership and kind of take the Crookston School District to that next level. And he'll get the benefit of having some projects to kind of see some really neat things happening in this district with these projects. And then again, I think as we hire new staff, always bringing in some new faces and some new leadership is always a really good thing for any school district.
Yeah, I think I can speak for a lot of the community that we appreciate all the hard work you've put in to help out our school district, and we appreciate it.
I don't know if it was work. It's kind of, like I said, it just goes with the territory. It's fun. Yeah. Like I said, it was fun to come back for a year, and I hope, like I said, I've helped the district move forward. And again, there's still work to be done and challenges for any school district. But I think the Crookston School District is in good shape and in good hands. And again, I thank not only the school district, but the community. The community really supports the school district in many, many different ways. And always greatly appreciated by, anybody in the school district, but especially people in leadership positions. You really are thankful that there's a lot of things that happen. And I think thanking KRX, because I don't know if anybody gets as much free media attention as what the Crookston School District gets. So I don't think people really understand how much, when you're in another district, how much you pay for some of the marketing that CareOx helps with. So we do appreciate CareOx and all that they do for the school district also.
Yeah, so got a couple minutes left here. Is there anything else that you kind of wanted to bring up before we get out of here?
No, I'm just trying to think if there's any other updates. You know, maybe one thing to mention, I was just meeting with our food service. We have a new food service director, so kind of meeting with her and our outgoing one. But there is that change this year that, you know, we think our parents and families will be sending out more information. But, you know, the legislature did pass that we will be providing, you know, free breakfast and lunches for students. So again, we're back to kind of the COVID where students ate for free. And I think most superintendents have thought all along, you know, God, we provide books and transportation and why aren't we providing meals? So again, I think that's a great benefit for our family, but there will be some expectations with that in terms of the a la carte line and seconds. But again, you know, that opportunity for our students to have a breakfast and a lunch and not have to worry about paying for those things, whether it's them or their families, I think is a great thing that the state of Minnesota has done. So again, more information to come on that. We still need our parents and families to fill out the free and reduced application, and we'll get more info on that. That application allows us to access some really good funding. So even though our meals are free, we really need our families to fill out that application to allow us to continue to receive the benefits of some funding and grant applications that come our way. And again, our free and reduced population this past year was about 60%, which is, like I said, it's a benefit that we're able to kind of now provide free meals to all of our families, 100%. But knowing that we had 60% of our families on free and reduced applications, that in itself provides more funding in other ways to our district. So again, we're looking for our families to help out with still filling out that application, and we hope that they are receptive to that.
Yeah, I definitely think that students getting a meal is going to help just their entire
way to start and to make sure that they are taking care of their mental and health. Being healthy and well-being is important for them to when they're learning. If they are hungry and having taken care of those needs, they're not going to probably be as focused learners. Yeah. So I think it's all good.
Yeah. Well, it was great to have you on here.
Yeah,
Dave
thank
King.
You. I appreciate it. And yeah, I wish the district well and the community. And again, it's been kind of fun to come back and reminisce and rekindle a little bit, but time for somebody else to step in and for me to go and try to retire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, lots of great information, lots of good updates for the community, and we wish you well in your future endeavors. Thank you very much, Dave. So that was our June 27th edition of Valley Talk here on KROX, Crookston, Minnesota.